Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, October 1st, and coming up in today's episode. After two arrests in relation to Zubeen Garg's death, wife Garima tells NDTV everyone is under suspicion. Seven private companies submit bid to help manufacture India's first fifth-generation stealth fighter AMCA. Sources reveal Pakistan minister-led ACC regrets trophy incident at Asia Cup final, and US government shutdown begins amid dispute over healthcare subsidies and funding. After two men were arrested in connection with the death of celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubeen Garg, his wife told NDTV that they suspect everyone involved in that vacation. Garg, who passed away in Singapore last month, was on a trip where he allegedly drowned during water sports. The Assam police confirmed that Zubeen's longtime manager Siddharth Sharma and Shamakanu Mahanta, the chief organizer of the Northeast India Festival, NEIF, were both taken into custody today. Mahanta was arrested at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport upon his return from Singapore, while Sharma was detained from a flat in Gurugram. Both were brought to Guwahati for questioning by the special investigation team handling the case. The SIT had previously issued notices to the two men along with several others who were present with Zubeen in Singapore, asking them to appear before the investigators by 6th of October. The singer had travelled to the city-state to attend the three-day NEIF event, which was later cancelled following his death. Zubeen Garg, age 52, was found floating face down in the sea in Singapore on 19th of September. His wife believes his death may have resulted from negligence and called for a fast-tracked investigation. Quote, "Whoever was there at the place of the incident, they are under suspicion," Garima Garg told NDTV, adding, "We have filed an FIR. The organizers, managers, people in the team, we suspect everyone." She added that her husband had initially been reluctant to attend the festival as he was busy working on his passion project, Roy Roy Binale. Quote, "He just went to support Mahanta, but in return he lost his life," she said. Wednesday also marked the Adya Shraddha ceremony, or 13th day after Zubeen's death, held in his hometown of Jorhat, where he began his musical journey. Thousands of mourners gathered to pay their respects in a replay of the day when his body was brought back home, with the state government deploying crowd control measures. Zubeen's ashes will remain in Jorhat until 4th of October for public homage. The state has also announced plans to build a second memorial in the town to honour his contributions to Assamese music and cinema. Zubeen was also a passionate political activist apart from his musical adventures. Assam police have charged Sharma and Mahanta with criminal conspiracy, culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, and causing death by negligence. Investigations are ongoing. India has taken a major step forward in its push to develop a next-generation stealth fighter jet. Seven Indian defense companies, private companies, have officially placed bids to work with the DRDO, or Defense Research and Development Organization, on building the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, or AMCA, the country's first fifth-generation stealth fighter. A high-level committee headed by former BrahMos Aerospace Chief Dr. A. Sivathano Pillai is now reviewing the proposals. From these, two firms will be chosen to develop five prototype aircraft. A budget of 15,000 crore rupees will be split between them for this phase of the project. Big names in the defense sector are among the bidders, including Larsen & Toubro, L&T, HAL, HAL, Tata Advanced System Limited, and Adani Defense. Once selected, the chosen companies will work alongside DRDO to create aircraft built to the highest standards of stealth, speed, and combat capability. The AMCA is a part of a wider 2 lakh crore rupee program, which aims to produce over 125 fighter jets for the Indian Air Force in the coming years. However, the first operational aircraft is not expected before 2035. If successful, India will become the fourth country in the world to operate a fifth-generation fighter, joining the United States, Russia, and China. The AMCA is designed to be a twin-engine, single-seat fighter built for multiple combat roles. It will feature stealth design, internal weapons bays, and high-tech sensors. Plans suggest it will fly as high as altitudes of 55,000 feet and carry weapons both inside and under the wings, with a total payload of over 7,000 kilograms. Two versions are expected. The first may use an imported engine, but the second is planned to run on an indigenous power plant currently under development. This project is a part of India's wider effort to modernize its military and reduce dependence on imports. Earlier this year, the country signed a 63,000 crore rupee deal for Rafale marine jets from France. It's also investing in new warships, submarines, and missile systems. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has promised $100 billion worth of contracts for homegrown military equipment by 2033, and AMCA is said to be one of the flagship projects in the plan. Where is the Asia Cup trophy? Everyone seems to be asking this question. The Asia Cup final controversy seems to have no end, with fresh revelations each day. At the center of the controversy is Mohsin Naqvi, chairman of the Asian Cricket Council and the Pakistan Cricket Board, who continues to hold the Asia Cup trophy, it is said, and winners' medals in his hotel room in Dubai, days after India's victory. However, just moments earlier today, it was reported that the trophy is within the offices of ACC or Asian Cricket Council. More clarity is awaited on its location. But coming back to Naqvi and the controversy regarding the final events of the final match. According to sources close with the knowledge of the event, the ACC has expressed regret over the incident, acknowledging that the situation could have been avoided. However, it has also been confirmed that Naqvi has not issued a formal apology for his conduct during the trophy presentation ceremony. Instead, after the final on Sunday, Naqvi left the ceremony abruptly, taking all the trophy and medals with him that was supposed to be for Team India, the winning team. It is being said that on Tuesday, a virtual meeting of the ACC saw senior officials from the Board of Cricket Control for India, or BCCI, Rajiv Shukla and Ashish Shelar, confront Naqvi over the issue. The BCCI representatives demanded the immediate return of the trophy and medals, emphasizing that the trophy belongs to the ACC and not to any individual. During the meeting, Naqvi revealed he was unaware that the Indian team had decided not to accept the trophy directly from him on the podium. He had intended to hand over the trophy and medals to Suryakumar Yadav and his team, but ended up waiting alone, feeling, he said, that he was made to look like a cartoon, a source quoted him saying. Shukla and Shelar proposed that the trophy be kept at ACC office in Dubai for a formal handover to the Indian team, and as mentioned earlier, it is being reported that the trophy has reached ACC office. They insisted, quote, "We won the trophy as legitimate winners," unquote. However, Naqvi neither gave a clear acceptance nor outright refusal, which the BCCI interpreted as passing the buck. The BCCI has also indicated plans to escalate the matter to the International Cricket Council, which will convene in November. The tense atmosphere saw Shelar briefly leave the meeting after a heated exchange. Naqvi reportedly requested that the trophy controversy not be discussed during the ACC's annual general meeting, or AGM, which was scheduled to elect a vice chairman. Due to the disagreement, the election was deferred. In addition to the trophy dispute, it emerged that Naqvi did not initially congratulate the Indian team for their victory. At the meeting's start, he acknowledged Nepal's win over the West Indies and Mongolia becoming an ACC member, but omitted India's title. It was only after Shelar intervened that Naqvi offered formal congratulations to Suryakumar Yadav-led unbeaten champions. With the trophy and medals allegedly still in Naqvi's possession in Dubai, it is also being said that they are in the ACC office. Sources reveal that diplomatic back-channel negotiations are underway to resolve the deadlock and ensure the trophy reaches India soon. The United States government has officially shut down after Democrats blocked a Republican stopgap funding bill that failed to meet their demands. As the clock struck midnight, government funding expired, and uncertainty now looms over how long the shutdown will last. This marks the first government shutdown in over 6 years. The last one, between 2018 and 2019, lasted for 5 weeks and spanned the New Year's during President Trump's first term. The shutdown means that many non-essential government operations will come to a halt. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be furloughed without pay, and some social safety net programs could face disruptions. Essential workers, including military personnel, will continue working, but they will not receive their salaries until the shutdown ends. Estimates from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office suggest that up to 750,000 federal workers could be temporarily furloughed during this funding lapse. President Trump raised the stakes by warning reporters on Tuesday that his administration might permanently dismiss a lot of federal employees if the shutdown continues. Typically, furloughed workers are paid retroactively once the government operations resume. So what will continue during the shutdown? Federal agencies are required by law to furlough employees unless their roles are deemed excepted, meaning their work protects life and property. These excepted employees, such as hospital medical staff, border security, law enforcement officers, and air traffic controllers, will remain on duty without pay until the shutdown ends. Social Security and Medicare payments will continue to be sent out, although some administrative tasks like benefit verification and issuing new cards would be affected. Some government activities, including NASA's space missions, immigration enforcement, and certain public health work at the FDA and Department of Agriculture, are expected to carry on despite the shutdown. Travel delays are possible if the impasse continues and unpaid workers stop reporting for duty. So what services will pause in America? Non-essential employees will be placed on unpaid leave, affecting services such as federally funded food assistance programs, food inspections, government-run preschools, student loan processing, immigration hearings, and national park operations, which may be reduced or closed. While the immediate economic impact might be limited, a prolonged shutdown could slow growth, unsettle markets, and damage public trust. Analysts warn the shutdown could reduce economic growth by up to 0.2 percentage points by next week. Political divisions remain sharp. Democrats demand that any funding package include permanent Affordable Care Act subsidies to prevent healthcare cost increase for millions. Republicans argue these issues should be dealt with separately and accuse Democrats of using the budget as leverage ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. With no resolution in sight, the duration of the shutdown remains uncertain. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.